Hello and welcome back for our final Did You Know episode of 2023. Hope everybody has a happy new year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Brent Hesse here and joining me, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, almost.
Happy New Year's Eve.
Yep, Eve, and I'll be spending it in Louisiana, so I guess I actually won't have a chance to say Happy New Year. So
right. That's why we're doing it right now.
We're doing it right now. All you out there listening. But yeah, let's go ahead and get the final Did You Know show of 2023 knocked on out of here.
Okay, you want to go first?
Yeah, I can. So, you know, I don't know what it is with me and things that are lies, and I feel like I've grown up in an
You've got to let the world know that some of the things that they've been telling us just aren't true.
It's just not true, and I found another one, of course. Old Philadelphia cream cheese.
Oh, no, it's not from Philadelphia?
It's not from Philadelphia. No, it's not. It is not from Philadelphia.
So, how is that even possible?
I don't know.
Next, you're going to tell me the Philly cheesesteak's not from Philadelphia either.
I don't even want to look that up. I don't even want to leave that one to test. Well, maybe I'll look that up for next week.
Oh,
we'll find out. But the city of brotherly love itself has clear-cut claims on many food origins, like cheesesteak, stromboli, even root beer apparently over there in Philadelphia. But one thing's for sure, despite the name Philadelphia cream cheese, it's actually not from Philly. The iconic dairy brand secured its misleading name and gold standard status thanks to a marketing ploy that's been working for more than 150 years. And it's all because of Pennsylvania's reputation for impeccable dairy. So small Pennsylvania dairies over the 18th and early 19th century were known for using full fat milk and cream to make rich cheeses. In contrast, the New York dairies, which mostly used skim milk, and because they were perishable also, they couldn't be easily transported, they gained a reputation as expensive luxury food. So when upstate New York entrepreneur William Lawrence began making his skim milk, and for richness, he actually put a lard-based cream cheese in the 1870s. He needed a name that would entice customers and convey quality despite it being made in Chester, New York, actually Philadelphia. So together with the cheese broker and marketing mastermind Alva Reynolds, Lawrence's cheese was branded under the Philadelphia name in 1880, which boosted sales and promoted its popularity with home cooks well into the early 1900s. So they just stole Philadelphia's
basically,
name.
Basically, he said, our reputation for milk is not as good, so we're just going to act like it's Philadelphia milk and call it Philadelphia cream cheese.
That's exactly what they did.
Because people will like it more, or at least they will think they're going to like it more and purchase it.
Yep, that's pretty much what happened right there. I mean, I guess it's a good idea.
Well, it clearly worked.
Yeah,
it's
clearly.
Still going around.
Still going, still high quality cream cheese right there, Philadelphia.
Hundreds of years later. So
yeah, that's from actually New York.
Interesting. Did not know that one. Good marketing, I guess, but once again, another lie, huh?
Another lie to this world hid from us for so long.
Okay, my Did You Know show today. It's kind of another Christmas themed one as we're talking about the North Pole.
Okay.
Did you know that there are actually 4 North Poles in the Arctic Circle?
There's 4 North Poles.
4 North Poles.
Don't know how that works. But
okay, well, I'm going to try to explain it to you. So, of course, you know the North Pole is where Santa Claus lives. He's got his elves and his flying reindeer.
Of course.
But there are 4 different recognized North Poles, so makes it hard to figure out which one Santa Claus is in. Because we've got 1, the geographical North Pole, which is considered true north.
Okay.
It's the northernmost point on the planet where all of Earth's lines of longitude meet. Makes sense, right?
Makes sense. North Pole.
Northernmost point. 2nd is the magnetic North Pole. It's the spot at which the planet's lines of magnetic force all point vertically downward, and it's the point that attracts the needle of a compass, which is different than the true north because the Earth's axis is off-centered. And that has to do with the moon and gravity and things like that. So that is the 2nd point. Then we've got the 3rd point, which is the geomagnetic North Pole. And that is the northern end of where the axis of the magnetosphere, which is the magnetic field that surrounds the Earth and extends into space, intersects the planet. So that is also a different point than the two previously mentioned. And finally, we have the North Pole of inaccessibility. And that is the point in the Arctic Ocean that is furthest from any coastline. So whether you're in Russia or Canada or Greenland, wherever, the furthest point away from all of the land mass around
them. So they consider all those four different places.
Yeah, they're all in the Arctic Circle, but there's different points that are technically each the North Pole.
The one that kind of is throwing me for a loop, I guess, is the fact that the true North Pole, right?
Yes.
The most northern part of the Earth.
Uh-huh.
Is not where our compasses are pointing.
Right.
That's the one that throws me off.
Right,
so is our compasses really pointing true north, or is it just pointing to the true magnetic north and not the true Earth north?
That is correct. Which, how far away are all these points?
Right.
You know, probably I would have to look that up separately, but they're all in the Arctic Circle.
Right.
So
they're all
north. So yes, you know, your compass may not be actually pointing to true north, but it's so close that...
Right. Especially when you're this far away,
actually near the North Pole, then it won't probably affect the direction. But yeah, it is interesting. I did not know that either. So four different North Poles. That's probably why it's so hard to find Santa Claus. You don't know which one he's at.
Who knows? He might be at the fifth one.
his own secret hangout.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's our Did You Know show. The final one of the year. We are talking about the North Pole and also Philadelphia cream cheese. So I hope everyone has a happy new year, and you'll hear from us on the other side of it in 2024.